Hey, hey, howdy and happy day. Liberals, they think they can lead us out of the wilderness and they can't. They're in the dark. I mean, they're so busy changing their gender that they don't have time to change a light bulb, and that's why they're in the dark. Hey, did you get that? I mean, liberals, bad, bad, bad people. But just saying. Now, we have a old state saloon in Idaho. They've now said anyone who can help identify and help capture any illegal alien, we're going to give them free beer for a month. The social media has had great fun with this, and some people have already signed up and they get the beer. And they can drink beer for a long time now just because they went out and they did help ICE make an arrest. It's kind of, interesting to say the least. I don't drink anymore. Now, when I was young, I drank with both hands. I mean, I would have gone right down there and I would have got more than 20 days because I would have helped get lots of them. Hey, let's talk about Venezuela. They're saying, Trump, don't you dare come and get us, because if you do, everybody's going to attack you. Everybody will fight in the streets. Well, firstly, everybody, they don't have any guns. The only people that have any firearms are the police, the people appointed by that president. They took all the guns away from all of the people, and even the government says this, we carry guns only, only because no one else does. Whatever their wordage is, they say it in a different language, and I understand it in a different language, but no one is armed, which of course brings up the question, why do you carry guns then? If all the good guys are disarmed, why do the bad guys walk around with guns? Don't you just go and slap people around and do whatever? Why go to the cost, the expense, and everything of having a gun? You know, be nice to shoot folks that are unarmed. I don't know. It's just silly. Gun control is all about people control, and mind control is not nice. Now, swing over to Canada. They're going that direction as well. Like so many commie countries, they have to disarm the citizenry, and they're working hard at that and without much success. They've got all these programs and they're saying, y'all gotta bring your guns in. The people are not. They are not doing that. So now they've come up with this new thing, new regulations and ammunition purchases and sale and transport of ammunition. It's kind of like I want to stop cars from being on the highway, but no one's listening to me. So what do? I close the gas stations. That's kind of how you do it. And they're coming at it now from that perspective. This is going to stop many businesses from selling ammunition. The store now must have a federal firearms license, but they're adding to that. In addition, they have to have a federal explosive license, which is extremely difficult to get. And then there's other regulations designed just to destroy the hunting and the shooting business and drive prices up. It'll double the cost of ammo and it'll become extremely inconvenient. California has done that with the background checks. To buy ammo, you have to have a background check. So you have to sit there for sometimes hours just to get ammunition. So what do? You drive across to Arizona or somewhere. I mean, it's just bizarre what they continue to do to try to stop the good guys from being the good guys. Now, lots of Canadians now are suffering because there hasn't been a deal done with the U.S. And the Prime Minister of Canada was asked recently, what do you think about that? And his response was, who cares? Good response. Duh. I mean, years ago, it was 90% of everything in Canada went to America. I think now it's like 75 or whatever. And that number, of course, with tariffs and so on, has been greatly reduced. So what do you do there, Prime Minister? Well, firstly, you better kind of wake up, come out of the ether, and go and try to do a deal with America or open up new things from east to west. They talk about that. But there's so many obstacles in the way. Indian land and every province has a different set of rules. So that's not going to happen for a very long time. In Canada, you know what? Potentially you got big troubles. You got to get with it. One province in Canada that, I know, it's my home province, born and raised there, Alberta. It's always been referred to as the Canadian Texas because of the oil and the attitude of the people. There's so many right-wing people there and capitalists and so on, rednecks, I guess. I like being called a redneck because that kind of makes me different from all the guys that are stiff-necked. In any event, back to Alberta, I do want to help them. I'm from Vermilion, Alberta, and I got a grade 8, so what can I know? But, hey, the Minister of Finance, he should listen to me. Peter Lougheed, back in the 70s, he brought this thing in called the Heritage Trust Fund. It has about $32 billion in it. I've always been against it. It's a savings account. Governments have no business being in the business of saving money because it's not their money. But anyway, they do it. They have $32 billion. What do they do with it? They don't help Albertans. What they do is they lend it to Quebec, and Quebec doesn't pay it back. And that's what's going on. So they've got $85 billion in debt. Here's some milestones or some main items, I should say. They have $85 billion in debt, $3 billion annual interest payments, $32 billion in a savings account, Heritage Trust, and the tax rates are between 8 and 15%, lowest tax place in Canada, and they have no sales tax. You know, but people should be happier. Why say I'm better? You should be the best forever and ever. So how do you fix all this? Easy. Number one is you cancel, get rid of the Heritage Trust Fund. You have $32 billion. You can pay half of that. And then you can reduce everybody's tax if you like, but why? Leave it high and even increase it so you get rid of all the debt. Well, accounting, again, from a guy with no education, sounds pretty simple. Or leave it like it is, tax-wise, debt-wise, and take that money from the Heritage Trust account, cancel it, and give it to Albertans. Each person is going to get like upwards to $10,000. I mean, if you've got three kids and a wife, you're going to get a check for $50,000. That will stimulate the economy. You go out and you buy an RV, you buy a truck, you pay your debt, whatever. I mean, it can kind of work, but something should be done. Get better. You shouldn't have any income tax. Income tax is offensive. There shouldn't be any in Alberta. And why is there? I mean, just kind of go out and Alberta first. Wouldn't that be nice? That's got a nice ring to it. Hey, y'all come back. See ya.